Mark, my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this tent is held nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this tent will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. At convenience, you can also check in by inverse message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in by Echolink node 545072. Any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Traffic announcements or bulletins heard for the moment, so we will begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I'd like to recognize you early check-ins, starting off with my wife, KN4HTP Wendy, currently visiting relatives out west, checking in via phone relay. We have KA3JCA Richard in Simpsonville, bringing along his wife, Sally, KA4JCA, and his daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL, along with the upstate ARC repeater, K3DOV. So appreciate Richard bringing those along with him. Next we have KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. K4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest. And Fred brings along his wife, Isla in 4IEI. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KO4QCD, Graham in Lenore, North Carolina. Graham is a new check-in for me. He wasn't in my lock, so appreciate him checking in early. I'm going to take a break here for a second. We have, continuing on in the early check-ins, we have KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KI4MRA, Fred in Greer, K4OIM, Walt in Inman, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman, KG4WNP, Landon in, tonight being Blowing Rock, North Carolina. It's a new name. And we also have KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That is all of the early check-ins that we have right now through the Brar's early check-in function on the webpage. So we appreciate all of them coming in early and checking in. With that, looks like we'll go to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2NJB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing John, KN4RJN, Brown Summit, North Carolina. I appreciate you checking in tonight, John, and I do have you down for a little rag chew at the end of the formal portion of the net. Appreciate that. With that, that's it for the Echolink station, so we'll begin with regular RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. So all those with the beginning of their suffix, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo 4. Bravo, Alpha, November, K4BAN, Alex and Clemson, negative.
10JB. check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
MJB. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative. JB. Mark, Wendy, and Annette, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. K3GY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
W2MJB net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4BAN Alex there in Clemson. Thanks for checking in tonight, Alex. Next we have KK4DMW Rick in Piedmont. Rick brings along his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, bringing Lorena and Michelle along. Saying hello to your wife and daughter for us here from the net tonight. Next, we have W4DJW, Dave in Greer. Dave's our net manager. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave, and have a great evening. And we have KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. Thanks for checking in tonight, Keith. And then we have our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary there in Easley, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. I'll let Wendy know you said hello and tell your wife hello for us as well. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the second call for Alpha through Delta, so we'll take a break right now from the RF check-ins and go over. We have another Echolink station. Echolink stations only, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen of Greenwood. Good evening, Mark, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue, and do be sure, Mark, and tell Miss Wendy hello for me.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA. Stephen in Greenwood checking in on Echolink. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen, taking the time out of your busy schedule to check in with us. I'll let Wendy know you said hello, and please tell your wife hello for us as well. And have a great night, Stephen. That's it for the Echolink stations for the time being, so we'll go ahead and move to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net.
2MJB. Mark, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. Casey or Easy in, Harry and Candler. And I'll be negative tonight. Tell Wendy hello.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And we also have KC4EZN, Harry, there in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick and Harry. And Harry, I will let Wendy know you said hello. And I'm sure she'll say hello back, so I appreciate that. And you guys have a great evening there in North Carolina tonight. Any other check-ins, Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB, please check in Kilo 4, Golf, Sierra, Charlie, Patrick, in Marietta. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4GSC. Patrick, there in Marietta, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick, and have a great evening, and wish you the best tonight. Any other check-ins, Echo 3 Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
That call sign is on Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie. You read it back as Golf Foxtrot Charlie.
W2MJB Patrick, I said S, but I think it sounded like an F. It's kind of hard, so I'll do it phonetically. I do have it down in the log correctly. That's Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie. I have a hard one on the S's as well. Sometimes they sound like F, as in Frank, to me as well. So thanks for rechecking, Patrick, and verifying that I did get your call sign correct, because sometimes I do make a mistake or I misspeak. So have a wonderful evening, Patrick, and I appreciate you checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Echo Through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the last call for Echo Through Hotel, so we'll move to India Through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Say 73 for each one of you.
MJB. Please check in Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI-4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Gray Court, South Carolina. Just check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
MJB, Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI-4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
2MJB. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4, JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. And I'll stick around for a comment a little later. Thanks for holding the net, Mark.
It is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins. First, we have KK4JFO, James there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We have KI4KCX, Jerry in Gray Court. KI4LZI, Andy there in Table Rock. And we have KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer. Larry brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and bringing your wife, Donna, along, and let her know that we say hello as well from the net. And lastly, we have KO4JKV, Duncan, there in Asheville. Duncan, I've got you down for rec, you after John, so appreciate you sticking around with a few comments. And any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control. Says W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that second call for India through Lima, so we'll move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB, you check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. Same to you, Mark, Miss Wendy, and all the net be negative and negative.
MJB. In Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa,
KO4 ROIP, and we're in Campobello tonight. We'll be in and out tonight, Mark. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Is W2MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4 and NH, Fred in Piedmont. And then we have KO4NUE, Chad, our Tuesday night net controller. They're in Campobello, and Chad brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Chad, and bringing Anna along with you. One question, Chad. Are you going to be around Wednesday evening?
You mean here at the house, Mark?
Sure, I've got, there's a couple in a neighborhood near where I live that have bought a couple Bofang radios, and they've asked me to help them, so I've got them programmed. I was just wanting to demo them with them Wednesday evening around 6 o'clock, and I just wondered if you might be around at that time to where we could call you up.
Absolutely. Give me a call. I'll be glad to work with you.
Okay, that, Chad, and I'll keep you up to date as things progress toward Wednesday evening. And you have a great evening, and say hello to Anna for Wendy and I. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. MJB. Please check in. Out of turn, be Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, KN4, UBG. I'll build your mobile around in Simpsonville. Fixing to be headed back home in a little while. Hope everything with you and yours is going good. Hope everybody on the net doing good. And I'll be in and out with you, please. Is W2MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4UBG, Kevin, mobiling around Fountain Inn. Thanks for checking in tonight, Kevin, and taking the time from your mobiling around to check in with us. And have a great evening there. Drive safely, and we will be listening for you to check in tomorrow night. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
To MJB, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4PXB. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight with me, Lloyd, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Hey, thank you for that reminder. I started out with my old call sign, though. Or started out with your call sign. Anyway, I got mixed up. So this is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Needing a little help on my call sign, so I appreciate that. Nothing heard on the last call for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and call the Quebec through Tango group to check in.
W2MJB. Again, Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Greenwood. No traffic, no roundtable.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris, as well as Richard, K4ROW in Greenville. Appreciate that check-in, Richard, and have a great evening there in Greenville. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Please check in, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo. That's KD4SRR. That's Robert down here in Joanna. I don't have anything to say tonight. I'll be negative and negative. But I am wishing you all well. And remember, early voting starts tomorrow. Early in-person voting. Be there. Thank you very much.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KD4SRR, Robert, there in Joanna, South Carolina. I appreciate you checking in tonight, Robert. It's a little warmer tonight, so fortunately I brought my palm trees and my peonies in the house a few days ago so they could stay warm instead of being frozen. So appreciate that warning from you the other night. You have a great evening, Robert, and yes, hopefully everyone will go out and vote. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that first call for Uniform through Zulu, so we'll try again. Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like Uniform through Zulu is an empty group tonight, so we will go ahead and move and open it up to the large group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you so much for calling it, Mark. Hope you and Wendy are well. Good evening to you too, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, but I would ask if there's any hum on my signal. There has been in the past. It might have been from a power supply. At any rate, would you comment on that, please? Over.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. And then we have W4FHJ, Gene in Taylor's. Gene, there was no hum on your signal. You were coming through clear, and I could understand everything you said. So no more hum. Apparently you've taken care of the problem, so it sounded good tonight. And thanks for checking in tonight, Gene. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Alpha through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net. With my thanks to everyone for checking in with me tonight so far, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAC-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC-2s. KN4RJN, John, what's on your mind tonight?
This is KN4RJN. No, not a whole lot. I've got a few things happening in the sky here in a bit, but where'd Wendy run off to?
A couple weeks ago, she flew out to Las Vegas to help my son clean his apartment out. He bought a house there in Las Vegas, and I guess he's planning on staying there for a while. So she went out there to help him clean it out, and so they give his key back and get the deposit. And then she spent a few days with him in his new place. And then she went up to St. George and the cabin up near Cedar City for the rest of the time. So she should be back this Tuesday, unfortunately around midnight. So Wednesday morning is going to come really early for me next week. But so that's pretty much what she's been doing. She's been joyriding around the West out there while I'm sitting here. Well, not sitting here, but while I get to stay home and work RJN, watch the house.
This is KN4RJN. Well, that's okay. I'm glad she's having fun. You're holding down home for it. In any event, as far as any solar activity going on, there's not a whole lot. Geomagnetic storm activity is below a G1 level. We got about a 1% chance on solar radiation of S1 or better. And for the next 3 days, we got about a 5% chance of an R1 or an R2 from radio blackout, which is mild to moderate. Anything greater than that for the next 3 days is only about 3%. So, as far as that goes, in the skies this evening, Saturn and Jupiter, of course, are both up. Moon won't be up for several hours. We're coming up on a new moon. There is a partial solar eclipse, but unfortunately you have to be either in Africa, Europe, or the Middle East, or Southeast Asia to see it, so we're not going to see that. On October 30th, there's a little in the constellation of Perseus. There's a star called Angol, also known as Beta Persil, which marks the glowing eye of Medusa from the Greek mythology. The star is among the most accessible variable stars for sky watchers. And during a 10-hour period that repeats every 2 days, 20 hours, and 49 minutes, Angol dims noticeably and rebrightens because of a companion star orbiting it nearly edge-on to Earth, and it crosses in front of it, of the much brighter main star. And that's kind of a neat thing, and it lands right in the middle of what is considered to be a kind of an owl-type figured cluster of stars. So somewhere between, on Sunday, October 30th, between 9:39 Eastern Daylight Time and 6:39, Angol will be at a minimum brightness, and at that time it is located in the lower part of the northeastern sky. 5 hours later, the star will return to its intensity from a perch nearly overhead. That might be something interesting to watch. Don't necessarily need a telescope to see it. A good pair of binoculars would make it a little bit more interesting to see, but that's what's happening there on the 30th. And on the 31st, let me break here for a minute before the repeater kicks me out. This is KN4RJN. On the 38th, that spooky eye owl cluster is all night. It happens in the W-shaped star cluster known as Cassiopeia, the Queen, which you'll find in the northeastern sky. It's NGC 457, better known as the Owl Cluster, sometimes the ET Cluster or the Dragonfly Cluster. It's dominated by two prominent, close-together yellow stars that form the eyes and a sprinkling of dimmer stars for the body and the feet, and two curved chains of stars that look somewhat like upswept wings. And that's going to be on Halloween night, so the critter is positioned with its head pointing away from Cassiopeia, which circles the north celestial pole. So, it's let's see if I can give you a little bit better idea where it's going to be. Let's see. It's about 90 degrees, corner right angle triangle that is completed by the stars Gamma Cass and Rubach. It's about two finger widths above Rubach, as if the queen is bouncing the baby owl on her knee. And you're going to have to use a whole lot of imagination to see that, but that's what's happening Halloween night, so you might want to take a look at that. And other than that, if you go out this evening right now, let me break here for just a minute. This is KN4RJ, and I'm trying to work too many computers at the same time here. Like I said, Saturn and Jupiter are both up, running more or less in a straight line, and they form a kind of a long, elongated V from Jupiter, go down and to your right in the southwestern sky, you'll see Saturn, and then if you go back up to your right, you'll see the bright star of Altair, which is hanging just on the edge of the Milky Way. So if you've got dark skies and a telescope or even a good set of binoculars or even just really good eyes, you might be able to see the Milky Way cloud rolling around up there. So that's what's happening in the sky this evening. This is KN4RJN back to net.
RJN W2MJB. Now, you were mentioned on the 30th angle. I think that's what you said, angle, where it gets brighter or dimmer and then brighter. What was the time range again on that?
This is KN4RJN. It will go, let's see here, Sunday, October 30th at 9:39 Eastern Daylight Time. It will go to its minimum brightness. And it'll be located in the lower right-hand row part of the northeastern sky. And then 5 hours later, it will return to its full intensity from a perch which is nearly overhead.
Thank you for that, John. We'll have to go out and take a look at that when since Wendy will be back then. And we'll go out there and take a look and see what we can see if the skies are clear. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, that's always the issue, is whether or not the sky is going to be clear. I haven't looked at the weather reports out that far. I know we're supposed to be possibly getting some rain here in the next few days, at least up here. But even if we don't, invariably, if there's something interesting I want to see that it gets cloudy, that's just one of the... One of the hazards of trying to watch the sky is every once in a while the Earth decides to put clouds in the way.
It's true. Well, darn. Just checking the weather app, and looks like Sunday we're supposed to be having rain as well. So Saturday and Sunday and Monday. So looks like that one will be out of, not an option, but we can still go out and watch Jupiter and Saturn. So those will be good ones since they're big and they're easier to see, I think. So anything else from the, I guess the, what do you call it, the astronomy there in the heavens?
This is KN4RJN. No, not unless you're in Europe, then we can get a partial solar eclipse here in a few days. Europe, Africa, or Middle East, or Asia, we'll all get to see it. unfortunately, we won't. But we will have a new moon here before too much longer, and that'll darken the skies up. So if it's clear, we can at least see a whole lot of stuff. The moon doesn't come up for several hours, so even right now, if you go out and it's clear, at least it is up here, you can get a better view of the sky than when the moon pops up and washes it all out. But what moon there is, there's not very much of it. It doesn't wash out a whole lot. So for the next several days, good skies for sky viewing if you don't have clouds. Back to you, sir.
KN4RJN, W2MJB. Yeah, I think when I try to remember, it seems like the days run together because of work. But anyway, when I looked, taking the dog for a walk, and as I was coming down the hill, the street next to us, I was able to, you know, look out in the east and see the moon, and it's pretty thin with the cup up. So that's great to see, that crescent moon. So I like watching the moon sometimes, walking the dog and the stars. Unfortunately, I'm looking up and the dog's wandering around in front of me, and I end up stepping on her paws, which she doesn't really take kindly to, but that happens sometimes because she just decides to stop. She's not in sync with me all the time. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it's the dogs don't appreciate stargazing very much. I go out with my dog and let her wander the backyard a little bit and try to look up and keep an eye on her at the same time, and that doesn't work very well either. But that's the way it is. In any event, I'll say 73's to you, Mark. You tell Wendy we said hi, and you have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
W2MJB, I appreciate the information on the astronomy, because it's interesting to us. And you have a great evening, and tell your wife hello for us, and I'll let Wendy know you said hello as well. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for comments or check-ins, so we'll go to KO4JKV. Duncan, are you still there waiting?
W2MJB, this is KO4JKV. It's been a while since I did any RAG 2, probably many months, maybe 6 months, but I thought I'd just share what I've been doing on the radio lately. And for the past 2 months, I've been teaching myself Morse code in order to operate on CW mode, which has been a lot more challenging than I thought it would be. I've been studying every day and still afraid to full break in on that key yet. Do you operate on CW? Over.
I do not. I haven't a desire to learn, but the desire hasn't overridden all of the other activities that I have to do right now. Unfortunately, I did find a CW decoder encoder unit. Read about it on the Blue Ridge, or not Blue Ridge, British. What is it? The Society of Radio Society of Great Britain, and I think the next month it was in QST as well. So I had a spur of the moment buy. It's more expensive than I was hoping, but so my plan is to use it, and hopefully it'll help me learn. It's like a 80-40-20 unit, and it's all CW, just type through on a keyboard, and it converts it. So hopefully that'll help me learn it in the future. Are you using the, what is it, I call it Long Island Key Club or something? Have you gone on there and used their services?
I'm very familiar with them. I think it's the Long Island Straight Key Club, and I checked out their Facebook page, and it seems like a really good group, and they have a lot of ways to get people to learn Morse code to operate in CW. I've just, I got an app on my phone. I had to pay, you know, I'm always a fan of free apps, but to get the good stuff, you got to pay $5. I've been using that every night, you know, for 30 minutes to an hour, to sending and receiving, and it's really challenging. I'm also tuning in on my radio and listening for, like, Parks on the Air, but I still haven't got the nerve to chime in. I almost did today. Today was really active, but now I haven't done any formal training. Over.
4JKB, W2MJB. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like radio, you know, even voice. My previous employer, the plant that I worked in, was real large, and they used Motorola radios to communicate inside the plant, and, you know, different departments were on different channels. And so, I mean, it was a little bit, took a little bit, I guess, to get used to communicating over the radio, but it kind of became, familiar and customary. But it was, you know, it was a small audience. However, when you're on ham radio and you're speaking voice across a repeater like on a net, there is a little bit more stress when you're initially doing it because, you know, nobody wants to screw up and look foolish, but I think that's what it takes probably with everything is listen, practice, and then jump in with both feet. You know, either you'll drown or you'll float to the top and become proficient.
With 4JKV, yeah, you're right about that. I've had, I'm coming up on 2 years from getting my ticket, and yeah, I still get mic fright. I have a lot of things I'd like to say, but by the time the net's over and they call my name, all that build up and anticipation, it's like, do I have anything worthy to share? Normally, just anything that's fun to listen to, people will enjoy. But let me let this drop for a second. Another thing I wanted to share is the first time I'm going to volunteer on a with the West Cars group up here in Asheville, Spivey Mountain Repeater. There's going to be a shut-in run. It's a big trail run. And they use ham operators to facilitate communications between the stations. That's the first time I've ever done that. So that's going to be on November 5th. That's something that I'm looking forward to. Have you ever done anything like that? Over.
KO4JKBW2MJB. A couple of years ago, I think, 2019. That was before COVID. The Greenville County Aries group went up and assisted the Spartanburg group with the Mount Mitchell race, and that was fun. I participated in that. I enjoyed that. Since then, I think they included the Tryon Club this year. I think previous few years, though, the race hasn't happened, so they've probably kind of fallen apart a little bit on the communication side. But other than the bike race, I have not participated in anything. I definitely would probably prefer doing the ham radio versus running a trail, though.
Me too. I'm in that same boat. Being there and looking important with the radio is definitely my speed these days. But that's about all I had to share, and I'm just glad to just finally break out of my shell and talk on the radio a bit. So I'll send it back to you, W2. Oh, I just want to also add, KN4RJN, I love his astronomy comments, and I actually wrote down his last comment about October 30th, so I want to check that out. So, great job, everybody on this net, and send it back to you, W2MJB, KO4JKV. I'll send it back to net.
Comment? W2MJV and KO4JKV. This is KC4EZN. This is primarily for Duncan. I worked that shut-in trail several years ago, and that is kind of fun. I think they probably told you be prepared to have four seasons worth of clothing with you. Depending on where you're at, what's happening that day, it can be anywhere from 75 to 25. And the other thing is, if I can get on this repeater on Friday night and talk to Daniel about pumpkin spice oil changes, I don't think you need to worry about mic fright, Duncan. No. Just get on and talk. It's a whole lot of fun. And we'll turn it back to net control. This is KC4EZN.
In November 4, Delta Mike Echo in 4DME. I'm Paul over here in Tocoa. And also check in Donald, Alpha Alpha 4, Quebec Sierra, AA4QS. That's Donald. We're both in Tocoa tonight. Appreciate you calling the net. Hope everybody had a good weekend and a good week coming up. And my two cents worth on a quick comment is, if you didn't mess up, you'd never learn. So practice makes perfect, as I used to say a long time ago. We all mess up, so if we didn't mess up, we never learn. Back to net.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4DME, Paul in Tocoa, and Paul brings along Don, AA4QS. Thanks for checking in tonight. Paul and bringing your comment along as well, and that is true. For those who are perfectionists, I think it's probably hardest for them because, you know, they don't want to mess up, but that's really the only way you learn. So, KO4JKV, W2MJB, any other comments?
Check in.
Hang on, Duncan. Go ahead, check in.
KK4H, checks me. You're rolling. Traveler's Rest, I was just listening, and I kind of think 100% of what you guys were saying.
You give me your call sign again. I got KK4, and that was it.
KK4HXB.
That's KK4HXB. They're in Traveler's Rest. Thanks for the comment, Earl. And you have a great evening. KO4JKV, Duncan, any other comments?
W2MJB, KO4JKV. Nothing else, but Harry and Daniel talking about pumpkin spice oil changes. I'll have to talk to Harry about that. But yeah, great group of folks, and that's all I got, and I'll be more vocal here in the future. So 73 to you and everybody in the net, and I'll send it back to the net, KO4JKV.
JKB, W2MJB. Well, if you want to become more vocal, I'm sure that W4DJW, the net manager, would really appreciate it if you were willing to volunteer and call the net a night a month. He's looking for some good net controllers, and I'm sure that he would appreciate the help if you were willing to do that. You don't need to commit right now, but think about it. If you're willing to participate in that, I'm sure that he would appreciate any help he can get. With that, appreciate your comments, Duncan. Good luck with the trail run. Make sure you watch where you're stepping so you don't twist an ankle wherever you are along that trail. And have a great evening. And appreciate the comments from Harry as far as the four-weather clothing. You definitely don't want to be up there at 25 and be prepared for 70. So, anyone else, comments or check-ins? Check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate those who stuck around and made some comments and rag-chewed with me tonight. It really makes for a great net when we have some conversation. So with that, no other check-ins or comments, so I'll go ahead and close the net for the night. I will submit the report electronically. I'll break here for a minute and submit it, and you should hear it momentarily. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to amend that net report. I only had 56, not 58 check-ins, so I'll amend that silently, but I appreciate everyone checking in tonight. Just to remind you that KO4RYP, Anna, will be calling the net tomorrow night. She does a fantastic job, so please come back and check in with her, and I'm sure she'll appreciate all of you checking in with her tomorrow night. This is W2MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with my thanks to all of you for checking in. We will return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to everyone.
4HXB, KI4LZI. 4HXB, KI4LZI. KI4LZI.